to Greg.
Thank you. Let me join my colleagues in thanking you for your efforts in putting your dollars behind your language on the issue of education especially. And I agree with you that the issue is at the high school level. And when Senator Kennedy and I were putting together No Child Left Behind, we focused on math science because it was a quantitative event. But we didn't get into the high school because the federal government really doesn't have a role in high school. We don't fund high school. But one place we do have a role is in this area of immigration, which you've mentioned. I'm also in total agreement with your view, which I would characterize, and maybe inappropriately, as going around the world and picking the best and the brightest and having come to the United States. And that's what we've done as a culture, and we've been very successful. So I guess my first question to you is, do you have a number that you think we need relative to the H-1B visa program? Today it's statutorily set at about 65,000, but we're up to 120,000. Do you think that number should be raised to 200,000, 300,000? What would make America give us the capacity to get the people we need to come here to take advantage of our society and we take advantage of their abilities?
Well, my basic view is that an infinite number of people coming who are taking jobs that pay over $100,000 a year, you know, they're going to pay taxes. We create lots of other jobs around those people. You know, my basic view is that the country should welcome as many of those people as we can get, because people with those great talents, particularly in engineering areas, the jobs are going to exist somewhere, and the jobs around them are going to be created wherever those uniquely talented people are. So even though it may not be realistic, I don't think there should be any limit. You know, other countries have systems where, based on your education, your employability, you're scored for immigration. And so these people would not have difficulty getting into other rich countries. In fact, you know, countries like Canada and Australia have been beneficiaries of our system discouraging these people with both the limits and the long waits and the what the process feels like as they go through the security checks. There are some suggestions about if we could, say in the green card system, not have to count the family members. If you somewhat more than double that, you could start to clear the backlog and not have that be a problem. Likewise with H-1B, if you had a few categories, like people who are educated here in this country, that you gave an exemption outside of the quota, somewhat more than doubling would get us what we need. But that, you know, to some degree, that's sort of like a centrally managed economy.
Unfortunately, because my time's going to be up, unfortunately, that's what we have here. I agree 100% that we shouldn't have a limit on highly skilled people coming into the country, but we do have a centrally managed economy, and right now it's not being managed well. So I would presume that if we were to double the number, say to 300,000, wouldn't have any problem with that, since you're willing to go to infinity.
Well, it'd be a fantastic improvement, and I do think that there's a draft bill that has provisions that would largely take care of this problem.